From our first reading, the reading from the first book of Kings in chapter 3, we hear, "The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night." I was thinking about a couple of expressions that we use with the idea of dreaming. The first one is, "I must be dreaming." And the second one is, "You must be dreaming." Two little words make a big difference in those. "I must be dreaming." Whenever we say that, we're expressing something that's surprising, too good to be true. Am I dreaming? Pinch me. The man who finds a buried treasure in the field, in Jesus' parable, had to have said, "Am I dreaming? A treasure in a field?" And he covers it up and out of joy goes and buys that field. And maybe while he's signing the papers on the contract, he's saying, "I know something you don't know." Or the merchant searching for fine pearls. "I must be dreaming. The perfect pearl is right here." Or even Solomon, when God said, "Ask of me anything, Solomon, and I will give it to you." "Really, God? Ask you for anything and you will give it to me? Almighty God, I must be dreaming." "Well, Solomon, yeah, you are dreaming, but I'm still God and I can do this." So there's that very positive sense of dreaming. I must be dreaming. But then there's that other aspect. You must be dreaming. A phrase that we use when someone asks us to do something that's unthinkable or that we will have no part in. "What? You must be dreaming. I've been waiting here in line for hours. You think I'm going to let you cut in? Buddy, you must be dreaming." "What? You want me to clean your room for you? You must be dreaming." Or whatever version it is, that we found ourselves saying this in such a way that expresses incredulity. It's like, no way. One is very positive and the other very negative. Solomon, of course, would have used that first expression. But I think we, many times, in considering the faith that God asks of us to have in him, we use this second expression. "God, put everything in you, put our total trust in you, give everything that we have for your kingdom in heaven. You must be dreaming. I'll come to Mass on Sunday, I'll pray, but, you know, I got to cover my bases. I got a family to take care of, I've got things to do, and, well, you know, I just don't know if I have that much trust in you." But ultimately, God wants to do something so good for us, so amazing for us, that it should change that second expression to the first, from "you must be dreaming" to "I must be dreaming." This is what God wants to achieve in our lives. The verses of Scripture this weekend, we might say that refrain, "You must be dreaming," over and over again. "You must be dreaming, God, if you think I'm going to value your words more than silver and gold," as we hear in the responsorial psalm. Words that, "Hey, I will value your command, Lord, more than gold itself." I mean, hey, come on, money is important in life. You think, "Lord, I'm going to value your commands more than that?" You must be dreaming. Or, "God, you must be dreaming if you think I'm going to give everything I have to acquire heaven. I mean, I'm a person of the world. I'm living in this life, and I've got things I need to cover. You must be dreaming if I'm going to give all of that." Yet if we pray humbly, as Solomon did, if we pray as he did, then God will do great things in our life. Imagine, Solomon could have prayed for anything, and God even notes it. Solomon says, "Lord, I'm a young man. I'm a new king. And this people that I have to rule is vast. And there are many concerns probably already on his mind." And instead of asking for wealth, instead of asking for fame, instead of asking for the life of his enemies, for national security, what does he ask for? "Lord, give me an understanding heart. Just give me the knowledge I need, Lord, to be a good king." And God was pleased with that request from Solomon and goes on to say as much. "Solomon, because you've asked for an understanding heart, I will give you a heart so understanding and so wise that no one before will have been as wise as you, and no one following you will ever be as wise again." God fulfilled Solomon's request for knowledge, for wisdom, for understanding, so that he could do his will. Let's listen also to Paul's words in the second reading from the letter to the Romans. Paul says something extremely encouraging. He says, "Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God." All things work for good for those who love God. Do we believe those words? We're tested at times in life. We're tested to the point that we might take issue with this. Lord, if you think I believe that all things work for good, those who believe in you, you must be dreaming. My life is pretty tough. Some pretty bad things have happened to me. And out of all those terrible trials and sufferings and fears I have, you're going to do something good in my life? You must be dreaming. But the Lord is saying no. And Paul says, for all those God foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. And then he goes on to use all these verbs: to be foreknown, to be predestined, to be called, to be justified, to be glorified. This whole process that God has in store for us if we give him that assent of our faith. In the end, we want to make the words of the opening prayer of this Mass our own words. We started Mass this way: grant that, with you, God, as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass, that's the things of this world, those things that come and go, in such a way as to hold fast, even now, to those that ever endure. God, give us the wisdom, like you gave Solomon, to use the things in our life, the things of this world, to work toward attaining the good things that last forever in heaven. Not to hold fast to the good things of this world and pass on those that endure forever in heaven. It will be after such a life of radical trust in what God has promised us in heaven that we will then attain that for which our hearts truly long. And we won't even consider saying to God, you must be dreaming, because we'll be saying in our amazement at the love of God, I must be dreaming.